Good morning, everybody. This is your favorite host, Anubis, and this is your favorite broadcast. It's the Witchcraft Read Along Show. I gotta say before I start that I am so happy and so pleased, guys, and so humbled with your positive reaction and sharing and commenting and talking with me about the broadcast. I didn't thought in a million years that one person would be hearing me. Nonetheless, there's a lot of people hearing me now, and it's so amazing. And I just started this to help you guys out, because as a practitioner, I didn't find a lot of people to help me out. So I wanted to do that for you guys. So today we're not going to talk from a specific book. We're not going to talk from a specific author. We're not going to discuss a book. Today we're going to talk about a lot of info that's gathered all over the internet or in textbooks. Disclaimer, again, as I said before, as I'm going to say in 100 episode, that I don't disclaim any info I am saying. I didn't invent this. This is written everywhere and available and accessible to everyone. I'm not disclaiming any info. And if I could find the author, I always copy invited to the author. I don't claim anything. Okay, so we're going to talk about types of souls. Bam bam bow. I know that some of you guys don't actually know that there's different types of salt, and I'm not talking about sea salt and Himalayan salt and all of that jazz. I'm talking about salts that is used specifically, excuse me, in the witchcraft. So there are different types of salt. Let me just explain. Salt, as it's a common knowledge now, is used for protection, is used for cleansing. It's really versatile. Every practitioner has used it or is using it in a different form of way in his or her or their practice. So, the types of salt is usually salt combined with different ingredients. The most famous type is the black salt. That's combined with charcoal and other ingredients in order to create a powder that's used in the magic working that you do. So let's just explain briefly the types of salts, and I'm gonna get into it. So today I'm not reading from a textbook again. I'm reading from info that I gathered from my grimoire. I got it from the internet into my grimoire. If I could find the author at hand, sure, I'm going to tell you the author in order for you to get the full info. But this episode is just, it's a capsule, because I was happy with the number of people hearing this broadcast, and I thought that I want to do that for you guys. So, enough rambling. The intro is 3 minutes. Oh my God. Let's start. So we have black salt, as I said. We have blue salt, pink salt, and red salt, and green salt. So what is used for black salt? Black salt is used for A, keeping away bad dreams, B, protection, C, getting rid of negativity, and finally, spirit calling and rituals. There is also red salt that is used for spells that involve love, passion, sex drive, lust, and it can be used with black salt to send a spell back to its sender. If someone hexed you or cursed you and you don't want to do him or her or them any harm other than just sending this bad juju to them back again, you can mix both black and red salt with it. Okay? We also have green salt, which can be used for abundance, prosperity, money, and luck. And it also can be used with black salt to bring good luck faster. As you can see here, black salt can be used for more than protection. Because a lot of misconception, people don't know that. Black salt can be used for a lot of things. That's why it's the most famous one. We also have here blue salt and pink salt. So, blue salt is used for protecting against evil eye, healing, and justice in court. Pink salt is used for absorbing psychic energy, transforming a wish to be coming true, clearing aura, and taking away burdens and barriers and things like that. So this is types of salt. Let me see what we can also discuss. Okay, let's talk about hoodoo vegetables. So A lot of you actually know hoodoo, but most of you don't know that you can actually practice hoodoo with ingredients that you find in your own kitchen. Of course, I know that there's certain hoodoo ingredients that's really hard to find, such as in my country, Angelica root is nowhere to be found, and I'm not gonna be able to find it forever. But anyway, you can use a lot of ingredients in your hoodoo work. So now I'm not gonna talk about the origin of hoodoo. I'm not gonna talk about the history of hoodoo. I'm just gonna talk about, this episode is just a capsule of some knowledge here and there. If you love this style more, just let me know. So let's talk about hoodoo fruits. Hoodoo fruits, we have blueberries, can be used for protection. We have grapes, can be used for lust. We have orange, can be used for success, and pineapple for prosperity. Actually, orange, I used it, it does work, but I didn't use a full orange. I just used orange peel. I didn't use a full orange because I was like, I don't want to use a full orange. Why would I? I didn't have a full orange in hand, just saying. So, other than that, we also have cranberries and watermelon. Cranberries are for domination, watermelon is for healing, apple is for love, lime for money, and pomegranate for power. So, apple for love, I actually used apple for a spell a while ago for self-love, and it worked smoothly. And actually, guys, it makes sense because apple is such a smooth, easy, smooth on the stomach, such a calm fruit. So it makes sense that it works for spells that you want. You want the energy to flow calmly. You want to love yourself so calmly. You don't want fast results and easy coming, easy go. No, apple is just smooth. So it does work, actually. That was honestly a good thing. So also here we have some essential hoodoo things that you can use also from the kitchen and other ways. Salt, of course, in hoodoo, they use salt all the time for cleansing, banishing, and protection. We have sugar, it's used for sweetening and success and love. But the problem with sugar, I have to tell you this, because by practicing, I noticed that sugar doesn't work with long-term spells. If you're doing a spell for a long term, the sugar is not going to do it for you, especially white sugar. It's not going to. You can use molasses instead. It's going to do a sweetening energy, but for a long time. But sugar, it only makes sense, guys, because sugar actually dissolves. So it's not going to do a long-term spell. Me, usually, except for cursing and hexing, I like my spells to last for a long time. That's why I use other things other than sugar. I use honey or molasses. But for hexing or cursing, I don't want to do harm for a person for a long time. This is my opinion. Also, you can use hair. It's for all-purpose personal effect. If you don't have anything from a person except the hair, you can use a lot of things for it. My favorite thing to use in hoodoo, my favorite thing, is coffee. You can use coffee as coffee beans, instant coffee, or coffee grinds for speed, success, and offering to spirits. Actually, when I used it, actually spirits do love coffee, from my personal experience. But, coffee cannot be used for freezing spells. You cannot fasten a freezing cursing spell on someone. It's not gonna work. Coffee works best on hot spells, and we can actually do an episode on hot and cold spells. It's a whole new world. And what worked best for me, this is my personal opinion, you feel free to disagree or agree with me. Coffee bean is the best thing to use for speed. I buy coffee beans and I grind myself. I actually have in my hoodoo, in my witchcraft cabinet, and next to my altar, I have all kind of coffee, instant and ground, grinded, and I love the beans. It works best for me. I was doing a spell to get a job for a certain client, and the job due was tomorrow, and I did the spell before one day, and it worked, and the client got the job. So this was amazing, actually. Also, we have vinegar if you want to go into cursing and souring jars and breaking up a couple, breaking up a friendship. Vinegar is good. But a personal tip, don't use white vinegar. It's so processed. And when I read about hoodoo in a lot of textbooks that I'm going to read you from in a couple of episodes later, I'm planning on doing that. Actually, they use apple vinegar, not apple cider vinegar. They don't use white vinegar. If this is the only thing available, or white or apple is so expensive, use white vinegar. But I'm just telling you the best from my own experience. So this was a quick audio on some hoodoo foods, some hoodoo essentials, and on types of salt. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm going to try to post more because a lot of people is actually listening to me, which is amazing, guys. I wish you a very, very peaceful and a very blessed day, and stay safe, guys. This is Anubis, and this was the Witchcraft Read Along Show. Bye, guys.